This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Take two state lawmakers, add a lobbyist and a healthcare executive, and you get Alabama's latest public corruption case. That's according to prosecutors who yesterday arrested Republican State Representative Jack Williams of Vestavia Hills and lobbyist Marty Connors, who's a former chairman of the Alabama Republican Party. Authorities say they were part of a scheme to push a bill through the legislature in 2016 that would have benefited a California company. Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald has been following the case and joins us now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, there were three men who were arrested yesterday, but actually four individuals involved in this alleged scheme. So let's begin just outline who are these four people.
Okay, you got the California healthcare executive, Ford Gilbert, who ran a series of healthcare clinics for diabetics with alternative treatment.
Trina Healthcare.
Is the name of that. Mickey Hammond who's a legislator who's already pleaded guilty to mail fraud and is in prison, who had a share in one of those franchises and stood to profit a lot. Jack Williams, who's well known here on the UAB campus, state representative, big supporter of UAB football, is running for county commission in Jefferson County. He was chair of a committee that had agreed to push this bill through or to at least give this bill a hearing. And Marty Connors, the former head of the GOP here in Alabama, who is maybe better known here for having started the St. Patrick's Day parade in Birmingham, he was a lobbyist who was involved in trying to push that bill, which would basically allow the company to survive, because at that time Blue Cross and Blue Shield was not paying for this treatment. And if Blue Cross and Blue Shield didn't pay, Mickey Hammond didn't make money.
So let's put all these four pieces together, these four people together. You have a California executive of Trina Healthcare with this these diabetes clinics. They want Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama to cover this treatment. And so how did this scheme allegedly happen?
Hammond was not making money, first of all.
And he had an interest in this.
Nor was the
company.
California healthcare the executive. And so they figured in order for that to happen, this had to change. Blue Cross had to act for them to survive. And so that's why there was this intense effort. They came and they hired Marty Connors, and they talked to Jack, and they put all their hope in this bill, which was HB 415 in 2016.
And what happened to the bill?
Well, that's the thing. You know, it didn't move forward. Jack Williams did call up for a public hearing twice in his committee, which was the Commerce and Small Business Committee, raised a lot of questions why he had it in this committee at all, which is part of the indictment, because it might should have gone to health or to insurance or something like that. But it came up for public hearing, but it was never brought up for a vote, which is one of the questions people have, is did Jack Williams commit an overt act to support his friend Mickey Hammond if he didn't actually vote on it?
One of the charges in this case is a bribery charge. How much money is involved in this case?
Well, you know, that's the thing. For Mickey Hammond, who, again, is not charged in this indictment, who is serving a three-month term in federal prison for mail fraud and campaign abuse, he and the California guy were the only ones who were really going to profit from it immediately anyway, based on what's in the indictment. Marty Connors was hired to do a job to support this bill. And Jack, from what it says in the indictment, was trying to help Mickey Hammond out. So Mickey Hammond's in prison on other matters. You can't really trace money. It wasn't about money. It was about knowing that Mickey Hammond would profit from this venture and using his official position to make that happen.
So not actually money changing hands in that case.
I was trying to figure out the best analogy for it. I think it is like if you're the getaway driver in a bank heist and the guy who was supposed to crack the safe couldn't do it and y'all drive away, you're still the getaway driver in a bank heist.
Any response yet from those who were charged?
So far, radio silence as far as I'm concerned.
Well, State Representative Jack Williams is not running for re-election to the Alabama House, but he is running for a seat in the Jefferson County Commission. How do you see this indictment affecting his effort?
Oh, you can't run for office. I mean, you can't win an office while you're under indictment. Or if you can, maybe that's a sign of a greater problem, but very unlikely.
Does this case suggest that there are more indictments coming or anything else in this arena?
Well, I mean, I think there might be some other legislators who are sleeping a little bit uneasily, knowing that they also might have had a hand in helping this at least get a hearing. So far, no hint that they are up next, though.
John Archibald is a columnist for the Alabama Media Group. John, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.